This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. All kids return to school today. Sixth and seventh graders will have their first day of classes at the new Vell Phillips Middle School. Last Friday, only eighth graders attended classes there, so they could become familiar with the new school and help out the younger kids. We should find out official attendance numbers for Oshkosh area schools coming up in about 3 weeks. New students at UW Oshkosh and returning students will be a part of Titan Fest today. It takes place outside the Reeve Memorial Union. Representatives from student organizations, volunteer agencies, on-campus and off-campus employers will be part of the event going on there. City crews have a little cleanup work to do, but work has been completed on the Wisconsin Street project from Ben Avenue to New York Avenue. It wrapped up over the holiday weekend and the road reopened for travelers. Page 2. Oshkosh is remembering Paul and Pam DeLapp. They were killed last Friday afternoon in a motorcycle car accident in Fond du Lac County. Paul worked for the county highway department, while Pam was a former member of the Wisconsin Board of People with Developmental Disabilities. Crisis counselors will be on hand today for county employees as they return to work. The accident remains under investigation at this time. The Chamber is now supporting a new coalition of business organizations called Housing Now. The group is launching a public education campaign called Say Yes to Housing. It addresses the current housing crisis across northeastern Wisconsin. The hope is, by raising awareness of the housing situation, it'll increase public support for changes in local regulations and future development projects. After record high temperatures over the holiday weekend, temperatures will fall back later this week, in fact, all the way back into the 60s for highs. Turning to sports, Oshkosh North basketball standout Xavier Mitchell has received an offer to play basketball for the Wisconsin Badgers. And Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton and Team USA play today against Italy in the quarterfinal round of the World Cup for FIBA. That's a look at Oshkosh's Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.